Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
You were there for me.
Amen.
Through it all.
Sing it, Brother Bill.
Everyone around said,
yes,
that I wouldn't fall.
Bless you, Lord.
You were my friend.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you believed.
Bless you, brother.
In me.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord. That's all you can.
Through the good times.
God bless you, brother.
In the land.
Bless my brother.
In the times I felt in you.
Woo!
For all I had. You were my friend.
Yeah, man.
And you believed.
Glory to God.
In me.
Bless you, brother.
Amen.
You went the extra mile.
Yes,
he did.
To prove your love was true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
You held out your hand.
Bless you, brother. Yes. One drink.
As they drove the nails in you.
Bless you.
When you could have walked away.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah. Could have stopped.
Yeah.
Turn your back on my sin.
Listen, Father.
For me, you gave your life.
Think about that.
Chose to be my friend.
Brother, what would you look at? Amen.
Often like a child.
Listen, Jesus.
So full of fear. You stood by my side, held me near. You were my friend, and you believed in me. When my faith grew weak,
thank you, brother.
And strength seemed gone, you took me by the hand and led me on. You were my friend, and you believed in me. You went the extra mile to prove your love was true.
Yes, you did. Thank you, Lord.
When you could have walked away, turned your back on my sin. For me, you gave your life.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Chose to be my friend.
Yeah, you did.
Church, and I sang in church the first time since I was a child at Board Street Methodist Church. And I had a song on my heart. I heard it on the radio one night, had to pull over. I couldn't even drive.
Yeah.
I listened to the song, and I kept playing it back, playing it on the radio, trying to find that song again. Searched for months. I said, Lord, please just give me that song.
Bless you. Bless you.
I finally found that song. I practiced the song for 6 months. I'd be up all hours of the night in my foyer singing, just me and the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't sing this song.
Bless you, Lord.
I just stayed with it. I still can't sing very well.
Bless you, Lord.
But it's been a blessing to me. And I'm going to try and sing it for you today.
Amen.
Pray for me.
Bless you, Father.
Amen. Be with you, Lord.
This morning.
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. We'll read verse 4 together. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Thank you. You may be seated. Our Father, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we stand in need, Lord, of your help today. And we know without you, we can do nothing. And Lord, we come this morning just focusing upon this verse there in the Word of God that, Lord, seems to be what you've impressed upon my heart for today. And I just pray you'd help me and give me liberty today. And Lord, help me not just preach from my head and some things that I've learned and known, but Lord, help me to preach from my heart.
Yes, Father.
Because we know God looks on the heart, and we know that salvation is of the heart and service is of the heart. And we know, Lord, that it's a heart matter.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we pray this morning. We pray for all the people that are here today, many we see every week. We pray for people that we've never met before until today that have come today. And we ask you, Lord, to just speak to every heart, Lord, as you see they have need, Lord, I pray. May what's being said today be acceptable in your sight.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise.
Yes.
Lord, for anything that's done, Lord, that's of God, we give you all the praise, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
These are the words of the Lord Jesus. As you look here, if you have a Bible with the words of the Lord in red, these are, at least my text verse is, and the verse preceding it, and really don't matter. I mean, fellow asked one time, he said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes, sir. He said, are them red words more powerful than them black words? And I said, no, sir, they're all the same. It's all the Word of God. But it just helps us to a little easier to discern who's doing the speaking here. And this is our Lord that's speaking here. And he's a man that's headed to a cross. He's a man that is that he knows he's working against a time.
Right.
He knows exactly what his Father has given him to do. And so he's trying to get it all done of what the Lord, the Father God, wants the Son to do while he's here on earth. So he's even though he's Lord, he's the Son of God. He's doing what the Bible tells us to do.
Amen.
In Psalms 39, verse 4, the psalmist said, Lord, help me to know my end.
Yeah.
Pretty good prayer.
Right. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Lord, help me know my end and what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
And the measure of my days, that I might know how frail that I am.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Thou makest my life as a handbreadth. My age is nothing to thee. And every man in his best state is altogether vanity.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes it's good to pray that prayer and see where you are in life.
Yeah.
Psalms 90, the Bible said, verse 9, speaking of life, he said, we spend our years as a tale that is told.
Right.
The days of our years are 80, and if by reason of strength they be 80, then their strengths are labor, and we're soon cut off and we fly away.
Right.
I never was as interested in that verse as I am now because I turned 80 this year. And so I'm interested in that verse. And of course, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, he said 80, if I really strength 80, so I still got 20 years.
Yeah.
But we don't know that, amen?
Yeah.
We don't know if we'll make it back home. We don't know if we'll make it up the hill. We just don't know, amen?
That's right.
Job said in chapter 14, verse 1, he said, man that is born of a woman is of a few days. Said they're full of trouble, he said. We come forth like a flower, but we continue not as a shadow. A shadow don't hang around too long. Amen.
Right.
Job 7 and 1, Job asked the question. He said, is there not an appointed time to man upon the earth?
Mm-hmm.
He said, don't he spend his days like a hireling?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In other words, I have an appointed time to be here.
Right.
You have an appointed time to be here.
Amen.
Unlike the Lord, I don't know exactly when that time's going to end.
Right.
He knew exactly when he was going to the cross. He knew all of that and talked a lot about it in the last 3 years of his life and ministry. And he speaks as one that, humanly speaking, he knows his earthly life will not continue as ever in the state that it was in.
Right.
Now, and so he said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. Because he said, the night will come when no man will be able to work.
Yes.
Now in the Lord's day, it's like it is in our day. There's a lot more work to do than there is people to do it. Matthew 9:37, Jesus told his disciples, he said, the fields are white in the harvest. He said, the harvest is great, but he said, the labors are few.
Yeah.
And he said, pray that the Lord of harvest will send labors into the harvest.
Amen.
Now, sometimes we sang a song. We used to sing it a lot up on the square, an old storefront building up there. And we'd sang it a lot in the Heavenly Highway hymnal book. And an old song said, we'll work till Jesus comes.
Yeah.
We like to sing that song. It was a good song. And it is a good song, but for many people it's not true.
Yes, right.
The Lord said right. that we'll work till Jesus comes, and sad to say that many Christians go into early retirement.
Yeah. Right.
You see, the Bible has a great retirement plan.
Yeah.
It's out of this world.
Amen.
You won't lose it. You won't get beat out of it like some of these factories you work at 30, 40 years. And just about time you get ready to lay back, take it easy. They cut it all out, move out, and go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Take your retirement with them. Amen.
Yeah.
But it won't be that way with the Lord. We'll get what we got coming. The Lord said he's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. And I've always suspected if the Lord kept up with even a cup of water given in his name, he ain't going to miss nothing. You're going to get everything that you got coming to you. Amen. Well, my text this morning is that verse there where it said, work while it is day. Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Now, let me just say a few things here about my text this morning, and I want to stir your heart if I can. This morning, we're trying to stir the church up with the help of God. We're trying to stir the church up about praying. We've been studying on prayer for a while. It's been a blessing for some folks to come and call and come by and say, Preacher, I've been praying a little more, and this is what God's doing, and I'm excited about what God's doing. That's a blessing.
Amen.
And a church ought to pray. And then there's another thing that we're to do, and that's to witness and tell others about the Lord.
Right.
And we need to be stirred up about that as God's people. Now, these words where he said, I must work. Now, these are words of the Lord, but he said, I must work. Now, to me, these words speak of a sense of obligation. It's something like he feels like he must do. Amen.
Amen.
He says, I must work. I must do it. My Father has sent me to do this, and I must do it. Amen.
Amen.
Somehow or another, through our message, it's a true message, but we preach about salvation by grace. Ephesians 2:8, we love that verse. As a believer, the Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Somehow or another, between that message of grace and salvation and not of works, we sometimes allow our thinking to make us think that we're saved by grace, so we have no need to work. But the Bible says in that same chapter, preceding verse, the Bible says that we are his workmanship and we are created unto good works. The Bible talks about working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Now, that don't mean working to be saved, but it means what God has worked into you. You ought to work it out and labor for God.
Amen.
So, The Bible really emphasizes the fact that we as believers are to maintain good works. Not because they save us, but as Titus said, because they're profitable unto man. Amen. You and I go out witnessing or helping the sick or helping in some way or just doing a good thing. The Bible said Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and he went about doing good, the Bible said. So we need to be like the Lord and be about our Father's business and doing things like that. And you know, the Lord gives us an example of that. Somebody asked me the other day, preacher, what do you think about cremation? Well, I don't want to start an argument with anybody or anything like that, but I simply answer that question this way. The Lord is to be an example in all things, and I believe they placed him in a tomb. Amen. But you do what you want to do. I'm not going in no fire, and I'll tell you that. I got saved. Amen. I want to wait for the Lord. I want to come up, amen, in that glorified body. Amen. So you do what you want to. I'm not arguing with you about it. I'm not going to fuss about it or anything like that. But I'm just saying for that to say this, our Lord is to be our example in all things.
Right.
All things.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
And so when it comes to this matter of work,
right,
you know, the Lord gives us a continuous example.
That's right.
Yeah.
In Luke 2, he's only 12 years old.
Right. Yeah.
And his mother comes back, and in verse 44, they lost him for about 3 days, and they come back, and here's what they say. They say, son, you know, why have you done this? And his answer to them is, I must be about my Father's business. At 12 years old, he was trying to get all this work done that he knew his Father had him to do. Amen. In Luke 4, he's older now. He's beginning his earthly ministry. In Luke 4, he said, I must go and preach the gospel of the kingdom unto other cities. In other words, he said, I must do it. I must tell other cities about the gospel of the kingdom. In John 9 and verse 4, our text here, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me. In John 4, verse 4, he's tired, he's weary. He's so weary as a man, not as God, but as a man. He sits down on a well. He's weary, he's resting. And I guess somebody maybe said, Lord, won't you just rest today? He said, no, I must needs go to Samaria. And we know what happened when he got there. If you know the Bible, if you don't, he went to Samaria. Yeah. And a woman that's life was all messed up. She had had many husbands and was living with a man now.
Yeah.
And the Lord witnessed to her. And that woman wonderfully got saved. Amen.
Yeah.
We see that we have a continuous example that nowhere in the Bible does anybody as a Christian go into early retirement.
Amen.
Let's keep working, as the song said, till Jesus comes. Amen.
Amen.
Not only is there a continuous example, but Paul said in 2 Corinthians, in verse 14, Paul was a great witness. And Paul said, for the love of Christ constraineth us.
Yep.
Then he said in verse 15, and that he, Christ, died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them and rose again. Paul said there's a compelling force in my life. Paul said there's something that constrains me. There's something that narrows me. That I have to do this. The thing I see in Christianity today is that we don't have that I must thing. We don't have that constraining thing that is something compelling us. That even though I may not feel like it or I don't want to, we don't have that compelling thing to push us on to do our Father's work. Amen. You see, there's a constant need.
Yes.
Amen. John 4:35, Jesus said, don't say there's 4 months and then cometh the harvest. But he said, I say, look upon the fields right now. He said they're white in the harvest. In other words, there's much work to do right now. And then there's this thing, you see, that the Lord has commissioned us. We've been commissioned. Matthew 28:18, the Lord said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, give out the gospel, tell people the gospel, go into all the world. The Lord said, do that. That's a commission to the church. Used to, you'd hear a lot about the Great Commission. A few years ago, someone started calling it the Great Omission. It's that thing that we've omitted. We don't do anymore. We become a church that all we want to do is church. All we want to do is come. And our Christianity consists of an hour on Sunday morning, an hour on Sunday night, and very few, but for some, an hour on Wednesday night. But Christianity was never meant to be that way. We have a work to do. It involves 7 days of living for our Lord and loving our Lord and doing what we can for our Lord to get the gospel out. Luke 14:23 said, go out into hedges and highways and compel them to come in. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Amen. Somebody said that word compel, that means beg them. I've had people say, well, preacher, I don't like to force my religion on anybody else. Yes, sir. Amen. The most forceful people in the era of religion is people who have the wrong religion.
That's right.
They're the most forceful. Amen.
That's right.
Of course, we force our everything else about us on other people.
Come on.
I mean, you force your love for the Kentucky Wildcats on other people. McKenzie says, "Uh-oh, he's preaching to me now." We was coming back yesterday from preacher's meeting, and Brother Nathan, I don't know how he found out, but he said, Kentucky's in double overtime, and it's tied up. I said, should we pull over and pray?
Hey, come on.
A whole lot of that going on.
I went to visit Dr. Lewis Arnold up in Lexington, Kentucky, and there was an old man in the room with him, and when I come in, Dr. Arnold said, hey, Brother Rick, glad to see you. And that was enough to let him know I was a preacher. And so he walks over and takes his skirt and pulls it all the way around. You know, he don't want no preacher. We talked for a while, and Brother Arnold, who's 100 years old, I got ready to leave. He said, Brother Rick, I'd like for you to pray for me before you leave. I said, okay, and I'm getting ready to pray. And guy comes around the curtain. He said, hey, preacher. I said, yeah. He said, pray for them Wildcats tonight. I said, he won't have an ounce of confidence in me because they got beat bad that night. I'm talking about God's commissioned us to do things. You say, yeah, but that was the disciples. That was back in the early days of the church. And, you know, we're down here in 2015. Everything's different now. And, you know, that don't go for right now. Well, you know that verse where he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, and teach them all things, and baptize them, and all that. And you know what the verse 20 says? He said, do that until the end of the age. They're supposed to stop doing that.
Amen.
So I see an obligation here, an obligation. But then look here in verse 4. He said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. When I see this, I see an opportunity. An opportunity. And as bad as it is, and as bad as it's getting, and as bad as it's going to be, we still have opportunity in our country to get the gospel out, to do the work of God. I never think about lost opportunity. And I don't think about old Brother Schaffner. He's in heaven. He used to come by here and preach a couple of times. On the way to camp meeting, he died last year. He's gone to heaven. I have his signature right there in front of this Bible. Because we were in a camp meeting together. And we were sitting together. And the meeting got on pretty good. And when it was over, I was going home. And I picked up the Bible and started home. About halfway home, my phone rung. and said, "Brother Prophet, are you sure you got your Bible?" I said, I think I do. And I opened it up, and immediately I seen it wasn't mine. And Brother Schaffner said, "Brother Prophet, you got my Bible, and I may have to preach tomorrow." I said, "I'll bring it back to you." And he said, no, I just use yours. I know how I am about my Bible. And I don't want to preach on anybody else's Bible. I want my Bible. And so it bothered me so much, I got up early the next morning, drove all the way to the other side of Louisville, and took his Bible back to him. And they said, "Brother Prophet," said, "we was aggravating Brother Schaffner last night." We said, "Brother Schaffner," said, "Brother Prophet will preach all them outlines that you got in there." He said, "He'll preach all them messages you got in there." He said, "Old Bill said, oh, that won't work." He said, "That'd be like trying to shoot a 22 and a 45. Yeah. Old Brother Schaffner. Old Brother Schaffner. I think he told him this pulpit. He said, "I was in the army with a guy, and we were great friends. We went all the way through our service, and we were great friends." And he said, "After we got out of the army, several years passed. One day my friend pulled up the driveway, and he come in, we talked for a while, had some coffee, and he said, Bill, he said, I'm fixing to start a little store." And he said, I was going to say, if you wanted to, I was going to let you in on the ground level. And he said, "Let you put $1,000 in it if you want to." And Brother Schaffner said, he said, "I believe I'll keep my $1,000, Sam. Sam Walmart." You're talking about a lost opportunity. Amen. But you know what, our Lord, he said, "Hey, y'all," he said, "I'm doing a little work down here in the earth." And he said, "If you want to get in on it, I'll let you in on the ground." Yeah. Amen. You think what Brother Schaffner lost because he didn't get on the ground level. You think what we as Christians are losing because we don't get on the ground level and witness and tell others about Christ. Amen. Oh, yes, we need to be stirred to it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, right now we can still have a public witness.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
The lost world is not coming in here.
Right.
Oh, every now and then somebody might come with a family member or somebody, they might come in, but as a whole, the lost of our city is not coming in here.
Right.
Listen, preacher.
If they get saved, we got to go out there.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's why Jesus said, "Go out."
Yeah.
That's what he said, "Be a witness to me in Jerusalem, to me, the uttermost parts of the earth." And you say, "Well, Brother Rick, I hadn't been saved that long." That's no excuse.
Right.
You see, all through the Bible, people have witnessed for the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
2 Kings 5, a great army general named Naaman.
Yeah.
And Naaman, they had took captive a little maid, and they brought her home, made a slave out of her. But that little maid, boy, she had the courage. I mean, working for a general like that had run over a country, and no doubt ruthless, and yet she told his wife, not him, she told his wife, she said, "I wish that my Lord was with the prophet in Samaria." Well, you know how wives are. I mean, y'all know, if you're afraid to tell me something, you call my wife, I get it. Amen.
Right. Amen, brother. Right.
Yeah. That's the way it was with Naaman.
Yeah.
Amen. She told his wife. His wife said, "That little maid said there's somebody could heal you of your leprosy." And,
right.
And the story picks up and goes from there. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark 5 and 19. Old boy so full of demons he couldn't have got another in him.
Yeah.
He was crying, cutting himself, screaming out of his mind. And the Lord, he got them devils out of him. He can get the devil out of you too.
Yeah.
He got them devils out of him. And I'll tell you, my friend, he was sitting, he was clothed, he was in his right mind. Amen. He said, "Lord, I want to be a missionary. Let me go with you, Lord." And he said, "No, you can't go right now. You got to take some basic training." He said, "Go home and tell your friends what great things God has done for you."
Amen.
And he did.
Amen.
John 4, there's a woman there deep in sin. They make the best witnesses.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Right.
Love the most.
Right.
Amen. They know what God's done for
them. Amen.
This gal had been married, had served a man, was now living with a man that was not her own. Lord didn't mark her off.
Thank you, Lord.
She was a Samaritan, but he's not a racist. The gospel's for everybody. Everybody needs the gospel. And he gives the gospel to this woman. And she gets saved. She runs into town. I don't blame in women preachers, but she did a pretty good job. She said, come and see a man that's told me all things. Whatever I've done, is not this the Christ? And the Bible said many of the people believed because of her testimony.
That's it.
Hey.
Amen. How about that?
Yeah. Amen, brother. Yeah. Actually, Philip, of course, he's a deacon.
Yeah.
Preaching layman.
Amen.
And the Lord says, Philip, there's a guy over here in Ethiopia. I want you to go over there. Stop what you're doing right now and get over there where he is.
Amen, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
And he went over there and he was reading the Bible. Of course, he couldn't understand what he was reading because lost people, they can't understand most of the Bible because it's spiritually discerned and they don't have the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So he went over there and asked him, he said, do you understand what you're reading?
Amen.
Right. He was pretty smart.
Yeah.
He said, how can I unless I have God?
That's
right.
And he said, let me see your Bible there.
Yeah.
And just so happened, he was in Isaiah 53.
That's right.
And he began at that same scripture and preached Jesus.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have mattered if he'd been in 2 Chronicles. It wouldn't have mattered if he'd been in Isaiah.
Right.
It wouldn't have mattered because you can start anywhere in that Bible and preach Jesus.
Yeah.
And he preached Jesus to him. And you know the story of how they started down the road.
Yeah.
And the old eunuch said, there's water. Why can't I get baptized?
Yeah.
He put the brakes on and he got out. And he said, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you believe with all your heart, you might. He said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, you're ready to be baptized.
Yeah. Praise God.
Because you see, if you're not a believer, you're not ready to get baptized because it's believer's baptism.
Yeah. Right.
Believer's baptism. You don't start believing as you're going under. You believe before you ever come down.
Amen.
So it's believer's baptism.
Amen.
And if you've not been washed in the blood before you step into the river or the creek, you just go under a sinner, a dry sinner. You just come up a wet sinner, but nothing's changed. Amen. But you see what it really is when you get saved, believe on Christ. That old man's dead, so to speak. He's dead, so you got to bury him. The best place to bury him is in the watery grave of baptism. And he lay him under there. And in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you bury that old man, but thank God you bring up a new man.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Amen.
I'm saying this morning, brother, we need to give a public witness.
Amen,
amen, brother. Amen.
You know, the most people in this room right now, I've never give here a public testimony of their salvation.
Right, right, that's sad. Yes.
Now, if you can't give it here, you're probably not giving it out there.
Yeah,
right. You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
And I don't mean to come across judgmental or anything.
Right.
But it's something to consider. Could it be the reason you never give a testimony is because you don't have it?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Right. Think about it.
Amen.
Amen.
Because it's your testimony.
Right.
It's what the Lord done for you. How the Lord saved you.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, don't we all get saved a lot? Yeah, but our details are different.
Right.
Some of them saved in the car, some at church, some out at the farm. Details are all different.
Right.
But if you've been saved, you have a testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you may not give it every Sunday. You might not even give it once a month.
Right.
But if you've been saved very long, somewhere down the road, that thing should have come out.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Actually, I have called on people and say, give your testimony.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your eyes get big right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, let's get out of here. You might call on me.
Yeah. Listen, Lord. Hey,
I never call on anybody that I don't have a deep sense that they're really wanting to give their testimony. They're just really wanting an opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
But if I did just call on people at random, I'd have Bible to prove it and to do it. Because the Bible said, be ready to give every man a reason of the hope that's in you. If he asks you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
A lot of people don't have the right answers.
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Amen.
Don't line up.
You know, if you do any door knocking, visitation, personal thing, you know, you say, well, I've been baptized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Are you saved? Well, I belong to this church. Yeah.
Right.
Are you saved? Oh, yeah, my daddy was a preacher.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you saved? Oh, yes, my grandparents, they started this church.
Yeah.
Not a good answer.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The best answer for someone that asks you if you're saved is yes, I repented of my sins. I've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been born again.
Amen.
I was there when it happened. And I know that I've been saved.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing
it is.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, not only public witness, but private testimony.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Passing opportunity. Here we are, 2015.
Amen.
Yeah.
We lost 2014.
Right.
Right.
Whatever we didn't do back there, it's gone.
It's gone. Right.
Whatever person God put in our life to witness to, and we cowered out and didn't do it, they may be dead.
Right.
If they're not, God may give you another opportunity to go see them. Amen.
Amen.
We never know.
Yes.
Amen. Let me finish up here this morning.
Listen.
I've talked about the obligation. I must work. The opportunity. I will work the works of him that sent me while it is day. There's the opportunity.
Yeah.
Amen.
While it's day.
That's right.
Your health's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
You got a vehicle.
Right.
God knows you got a cell phone.
Yeah.
God knows you got Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be sad. A lot of things will be sad.
Yeah.
But you think about this, standing before the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, you say, hello, John Doe.
Yeah.
Here we are at the judgment seat of Christ. And see, I got your records here. You was on Facebook about 6-7 hours a day.
Yeah. Amen, Brother Rick.
Yes. Listen up.
Amen.
Yeah.
You told all that you did. You got up, you fixed your coffee, you combed your hair, you brushed your teeth like anybody's interested.
Right. Yeah.
Stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Talking about not having nothing to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
But be it what it may, what if the Lord says, I've got all these records here of all these heirs.
Right.
You mention me.
Right.
You never mention me.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. I'll say
when in another land before the bar we stand, how deeply grieved our souls would be if any lost one there should cry in deep despair. You never mention him to me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I see here an obvious truth. The night cometh when no man can work.
Yeah.
Coming.
That's right.
Can you and I not see it's coming?
Yeah.
Amen, Brother Rick.
Can we not see the approaching darkness that's creeping in.
Yeah,
that's right.
Like sitting in your living room and it's daylight, but you notice the shades are changing.
Yeah.
And it's getting darker by the moment. And
Amen.
Before you know it, you look out and you say, I can't believe it's already dark.
Amen.
That's what we've got going on now is an approaching darkness. Amen.
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 Right.
Amen.
Right.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
With the laws, hate bills,
right?
Right.
You say what is a hate bill?
Discrimination.
To be honest, I know there is people that hate like that and malicious about that. I know that. I perfectly understand that. But that hate bill is so designed that it covers just preaching the Word of God.
Right.
That's right. Yeah,
man.
That's right.
But if I tell somebody they're wrong by being a lesbian or a homosexual or a drunkard or a drug addict. It's not there yet, but it's headed that way.
Right.
That I could be arrested and the voice silenced and put in jail because they'd say you hate that person.
Right.
When the truth is, I love the person you hate. I love him enough to tell him the truth. I love him enough to tell him Christ died for him. I love him enough to tell him he don't have to continue in that lifestyle. That's why some people don't witness, because they're afraid they'll offend somebody.
Right.
They won't like them.
Yes.
You'd be a better friend to them to go ahead. Now, there's better ways to say things. And the Bible said the preacher sought out words and acceptable words. And I think that the best way you can say something, you ought to say it that way. But sometimes there just ain't no way to say it other than the way it is.
Amen.
And you need to say it that way.
Amen.
But I see the darkness coming in and the outlawing of prayer, working on preaching, private witnessing being eliminated from workplaces and things.
Yeah.
No solicitation.
And the moral collapse of our society.
Amen.
I see the darkness moving in.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
talk about an obvious truth. It's coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Another obvious truth. He said, I must work the work that is given me while it's day, because the night's coming. Here's what Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 said. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might.
Amen.
Yeah.
For there is no work in the grave.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Preacher.
If I'm going to pass out tracts and witness and work on my neighbor, I need to do it now.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. We was down to Smoky Mountains a long time ago. Took the kids down there, and we went up into a little cage cove, went up in there. And I remember today, somebody had died, and they was walking through the cemetery looking at markers and seeing if we knew any people of history that was buried there.
Yeah.
And right behind this little church, there was a grave there. And here's what it said. Remember now, as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I.
Yeah.
As I am now, you're sure to be. So prepare thyself
for eternity.
Amen. 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 That's very good.
Now, there's a fellow that's dead, but he got a witness in on his tomb.
Dead.
Amen.
He gets me being dead speaking.
Yeah.
Dead.
And I think we all would agree that we're in the last stages of the grace age, the church age.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus is coming.
Amen.
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 Amen. Which brings to my mind something happened years ago. Hadn't thought about it in a long time. Some of you Dolly people will remember this, but they always having seminars at these factories, you know. They had this seminar, and I still remember the man's name, Paul, that they had him to do the seminar. It's a little short. Looked like almost like an Italian man or something. His name was Dr. Joe Cangemi. We had to go there every day for a week. We'd come in early to go to that class, different groups of classes. And I couldn't tell you what the seminar was on. I have no idea. But he did one thing at the end of that class I remember to this day. When he got done, he said, this is our last class. And he said, everybody get out a white, plain sheet of paper and number it from 1 to 25. And he said, now, he said, if you knew within 24 hours you was leaving to go live on another planet, write down everything you would do in priority order. I looked around from what I'd seen and heard. I thought I was the only Christian in the room, but I couldn't wait. My heart swelled up with pride. I thought, I'm a Christian. I'm going to have the right answer. I'm going to tell them. And I put down there, I'd witness, I'd pray. I had it all down there. It didn't take me long to fill it out.
Yeah.
That's him, Lord.
But he never did call on me. He called on some of them old center boys, and some of them said, I'd go get drunk. Some of them said, I'd go find all the women I could find. And I'm sitting there, call on me.
Yeah.
Pride.
Right.
Christian pride. Thinking I was better than they are. Somebody call on me. But they never called on me.
Right.
Finally they called on one old sinner boy there, and he said, what do you got?
Yeah.
He held up a blank sheet of paper.
Right, listen up.
He said, you didn't put nothing on it? He said, no. He said, why not? He said, because as far as I know, I may be leaving for another planet in 24 hours, and I should have already had it done.
Amen.
He said, you, sir, have the right answer.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I felt that tall.
Yeah, no
I put way. Down all I was going to do.
Right.
But not what I had done.
Amen.
God humbled me down. Amen. I left that room having to repent for pride, for one thing, and then for two, for thinking I was better than three, thinking I'd, you know, I knew the answer.
Right.
And I didn't know the answer.
Amen.
Well, look. You and I may be leaving.
Yeah.
Right.
We heard the tragic news of a man in our town, as I know, a fine Christian man that got killed last night. Head-on crash.
Yeah.
Went out to his reward, went out to eternity.
Yeah.
He wasn't planning on that.
Right.
Amen.
I'm not planning on going anywhere today or tomorrow, but I might do it.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I want to be a better witness. I want to give out tracts. I want to tell people about the Lord. I want to pray for people. I want to do what I can while I can.
Amen.
And I want you to do it with me.
Amen.
Amen.
If you're here today and you're not saved, you should come today to get saved.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you have that opportunity today that you may not have even at the end of this day.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You should come. God's got a plan. God wrote in the Bible, black and white, plain, how to be saved so you can read it and know it. And then when the devil comes back after you on the way home or next week and says you didn't get saved, you can go to the Bible and say, God said, here's the plan, and I've done the best I could with all my heart what He said. I got it in black and white. I know I'm saved.
These things I've read.
But the rest of us, we may just be like me,
hear my Lord, send me,
thinking what all I'm doing.
Right.
Is it enough? If one died for all, then shouldn't all of us live for Him?
Amen.
Jesus said it this way. He said, you can keep your life if you want to, but if you keep it, you lose it.
Amen. Yeah. Right.
If you'll give your life away, you can keep it.
All right.
Amen.
Lord, thank you this morning for this Word of God here in
the
one verse of John. And stirred my heart. Thank you, Heaven, to preach today.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know, Lord, where we're at. I know where we're living. I know what people go through. And I know how easy it is to get off track. And Lord, to think we're Lord, at the top of the scale when really we're not doing much. And Lord, the night's coming when we won't be able to do anything.
Help, Lord.
So help us, Lord, today to just be more conscious of it. More conscious of it. Look for souls. Ask the Lord to show us people we can help and give them the gospel and tell them how to be saved. Help us, Lord, to be the kind of church that you'd be pleased with. It's a Laodicean church age, but we pray to be a Philadelphia church. Please help us, Lord, I pray today. Help folks to mind you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As we stand today, if you need to come talk to the Lord about something today, I want you to sway and talk to you. Praise the Lord. She's been battling that now for a while.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad she got it settled.
Amen.
Altar of prayer.
Amen.
Got a spiritual birthday.
Yep.
Amen.
She told me when her physical birthday was, that was when she was born into this world.
Yes.
And today's her spiritual birthday.
Thank you. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Joyce in the
shop, ladies.
Yes.
Amen. Got it settled.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
all
Lord.
Right, now when the old devil comes around,
he'll come.
Yep.
Might not be today,
right.
Might be next
yep.
week.
Right.
Yeah.
You go back and you say, I know what the Bible
says. Yeah.
Yep.
Take God his word and why.
That's right.
See, my feelings may change,
yes.
but that word yep. won't.
Yeah,
amen. That's right.
It'll say the same thing a million years.
Yeah. Not by the word. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Blood. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody have a testimony today?
Yeah, I want to thank the Lord, Brother Rick, for visiting this service and being saved, feel the presence of God. What a blessing. Where could you go
Amen.
To feel what you felt here today and hear what you heard today? Just want to thank the Lord for being here today. And man, I tell you what, he's so deserving of
it.
Yes, sir. We ought to do more of. God bless you for preaching.
This lady right back here.
Brother Ricky.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You may not remember
yes, ma'am,
me.
I
it's
do.
Been a long time. And I'm 88 years old. I guess I'm the oldest one here. Plus some. But one time, I was at my church, and I made a short testimony.
Yes, ma'am. I remember.
I said, everybody that has ever been saved, they were saved alive.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
But their pre-actions and their reactions can be wrong. And my name is Claudine Belcher.
Yes,
I've
ma'am.
Been here to church, but I haven't told all of this yet till today.
Bless you.
And I'm just so grateful that we headed this way. It's
Amen.
Every bit, people, have been 100% true.
Yeah.
So, if you can see 200% proof, that's what Amen. You've done.
Yeah.
And I'm just so thankful that I got to hear you
yeah.
one morning.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless you.
Bless
you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you.
Bless
you.
Bless
you.
Bless
you.
Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes people say things. I say it this way. People, you know, they say a lot every day. You don't remember none of it. But every now and then somebody says something from the Lord. It's an ornament of the Lord.
Amen.
You don't forget that.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord puts that in your spirit and you don't forget it.
That's right.
Amen. All right. I think sometimes scripture memorization is not in your mind, it's in your spirit.
That's right.
I can quote scripture and not even think about it.
It's a spirit.
Not think about it.
Yeah. 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 Amen, Brother Rick.
You're all right. Anybody else?
Very quick.
Word of testimony today.
Brother Rick,
I just want to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I was saved in 1982.
Amen.
And I've been saved for a while, but I know I don't do enough for the Lord. And I'm praying that I can do more this year. And I'm just thankful that He loves me so much and that He died for me.
Amen.
Amen.
1982, that's saved.
Amen.
The world changed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Life changed.
Sure did.
Future changed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Love has changed. Desires changed.
All right.
All right. Anybody else today?
Yeah, Pastor, I can't leave here without thanking Him for this day. Yes. I thank Him for saving me. Thank Him for this message. And I sure thank Him for saving this young girl.
Yeah,
that's
man,
what it's
man.
About.
Yeah.
I mean, you can come to church and play church, but the main thing is the lost to get saved.
Yes, sir. That's the truth.
If you're here today lost, there's still opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now that's Caroline, isn't it?
No, sir, this is Brittany.
Brittany. Okay, Brittany. Yes. So Brittany got saved today. You pray for her.
Yes.
Yes.
Brittany. Brittany, Sister Sandy has so many in now I can't keep up with her. She brings them to church.
Yes.
If they want it, they get help.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. All right, then, let's go eat some more.
Amen. God bless you, preacher. Hallelujah.